Bob, I know you worked all weekend long, but you look tan and rested.
I felt great. I was in Newport. I was at the Folk Festival. Indeed. Yeah. A lot of sun. The first day was all rain. Yeah. And then a sunset and a rainbow at the exact same moment. What do you think happened to me? I mean, I thought
that's our intern
and sound effects man
Thor Slaughter is in the room. Yeah, I saw the photo online of the rainbow and the sunset, and I thought Bob Boylan has made a deal with God, and he's just having this moment. Great music, great people, great weather.
Every time I go to this festival, I run into all these people full of love for what we do, and they always come up to me and say, so what is it? What was the best thing you saw this year at Newport Folk? And I started, it was about midday Saturday, where I saw the Lone Bellow band who I've raved about before.
Yeah.
Right? They did an awesome Tiny Desk. They were it. Yeah. And it maintained the entire festival.
Yeah.
So how about if I play something from the Newport Folk Festival? Lots of sets up online. We'll talk about that later. But let's play the Lone Bellow, You Never Need Nobody.
Thank you, Newport. And all I ever do is run. You could break a heart in your sleep, or the way you move makes a grown man weep. They all line up at your door saying, please, saying, your tone, or the way you sing makes the mockingbird hum. The grass you walk on gives way. Yeah. Say it, please. Now I know you've got that smile. Oh, the way it shines can drive a man half wild. I won't dance around this no more.
You never need nobody.
The Lone Bellow at the Newport Folk Festival.
This is one of the most amazing live bands I think I maybe have ever seen in my entire life. They really are to be seen live. It's just, you know, I saw them, they did the Tiny Desk, I saw them in Austin, and they just crush it. They crush it live. You can hear the full set of the Lone Bellow performing at Newport, and you can also watch, if you go to our website, watch them perform the song Green Eyes and a Heart of Gold.
And the other thing at Newport that people would come up and say would be, so what's your discovery? So since I've seen so many concerts over the last few years, most of the bands that were there I actually had seen before. So discovery was a little harder at this festival, unlike South by Southwest, where there are a couple thousand bands. You can pretty much find stuff you hadn't seen. Mm-hmm. Cold Specs for a lot of people was their discovery because most people hadn't seen her yet. She was a really dynamic woman singer from England. But for me, a fellow named Raylan Baxter was the one. So soulful. A guy from Nashville. His father was a pedal steel player, played for folks like Dylan. He didn't think he'd be a musician, but heard that pedal steel growing up around the house. And that's such a evocative and...
the siren call.
It really does.
Of the pedal steel.
He traveled around, wound up in Israel and back home and started writing songs. And I loved his set. I'm going to play a song that's a song about a dream he had about meeting Jesus. It's called The Tower Song.
Thank you guys for listening. This is really beautiful. Won't you take me to the tower? I want to see the sunrise. You don't gotta stay with me, girl. I want to be by myself tonight. I got an invitation from a man named Jesus. He said, go to the tower, boy. And that's where I'm gonna meet you. When I got to the tower, I climbed all the stairs, 62,073, if I remember it well. To the top I go, like everyone I know. And when I opened my eyes, well, all I could see was the sunrise. Yes, all I could see was the sunrise. I took a train to the desert, had to find me an old friend. I never knew he was a doctor. I never knew he was a cold man, but he told me all about Jesus and how he used to be a prisoner until he got an invitation to go up to the tower. But when he got to the tower, he let down all his hair, from his head all the way to his toes, if I remember it well. I don't remember what he had to say. I don't give a damn either way. 'Cause when he opened his eyes, well, all he could see was the sunrise. Yes, all he could see was the sunrise. So here's the dream. I woke up and I'm in a desert. And there's lots of footprints in front of me from one person. So I assumed it was a man, safe to say. I don't think a young lady would be out in the desert all by herself. And I follow the footprints, and I'm walking for what seems to be forever. Get over a couple of hills, and in the distance, I see an oasis. There's a bunch of trees. There's a little pond, and it's crystal clear, and there's like gold everywhere. And then there's a man with some long hair and some raggedy clothes and some sandals that wrapped halfway up his calf muscle. And I said, Jesus? He said, yes, huh? I'm Jesus. Come on over here, son. I said, man, nice to meet you. Thanks for having me. I really love your world. Your dad's cool. Your mom's cool. I don't know how that happened, but your mom's cool. It's crazy. How did that happen, dude? And the three kings, they're awesome people, man. Thanks for letting me live in the promised land. And he said, no problem, son. Nice to meet you. I'm glad I could do something for you. And he hands me a Bud Light, and we cheers. He's drinking a hard apple cider.
and he says, "Sayonara, sucker," and he turns into a lizard and scoots away. That's all I got. I want to die in the Holy Land. I want to love like Jesus. I think I want to be a better man. I think I'm going to be a better man. But no matter how the whistle blows, I only know one way to go. I'm going to the tower so I could see me the sunrise. Yes, I'm going to the tower so I can see me the sunrise.
Ooh. Thank you.
That's Raylan Baxter. He's got an album called Feathers and Fishhooks that came out last year. Beautiful, beautiful storyteller, singer. Raylan Baxter's new EP is called Ashkelon. It comes out August 20th on ATO Records. And someone I think we're going to hear from a lot.
Yeah, I like that.
Always something magic happens at that festival. And there are about 45 other sets going up online, audio versions, entire sets from the Newport Folk Festival.
Also podcasting quite a few of those shows, too. So look for our Live in Concerts podcast from All Songs Considered. Well, you know how transported you were in it is the exact opposite of how I think you felt when you pointed out this photo to me. Do you remember
this
photo, Bob?
I think I said to you something. Worst record cover, worst band photo.
Well, I should.
And you're picking this.
This
now.
Is a band I actually want to play. The band is called Chastity Belt.
Oh, dear me.
And the photo, it's all women.
Next year at Newport, Chastity Belt. I hear it now.
You know, this photo, there are four women in this band, and I just try to describe the photo. One of the women is wearing a T-bone steak around her lower area as like a chastity belt. It's sort of comical and repulsive at the same time. But, you know, we always say that we can judge a band just based on the album artwork or something like that. And we're pretty good at it. But mm-hmm. this one, I don't think you would have figured out based on the promo photo or the album cover. This is a four-piece group. They're now based in Seattle. And the guitars on this record, their debut record that's coming out, remind me a lot of, they have a nice ring to them, like Liz Phair's recordings. Mm-hmm. And the cut I want to play from them is called Black Sail. It is from their debut record called Nori Gertz.
Gertz, of course.
It's not No Regrets, Nori Gertz. Nori Gertz.
Thank you.
You're right. Judging from the promo photo, the T-bone steak or whatever.
Could have been a porterhouse. Maybe they may have sprung for that.
Well, in either case, wouldn't have liked it for that. I did like the music.
Yeah, yeah. The band is Chastity Belt. The album is called No Regerts. And that song is Black Sail. By the way.
They could have some regerts on that photograph.
By the way, I went to Amazon's website just to look up Chastity Belt to see if they had any other recordings.
Sure.
Or to see if there was a release date for this. You do not want to search Chastity Belts on Amazon. Or you will recoil in horror. Absolute terror. In a Chastity Belt. That's a great cut. That's a great, great cut. I love that. I love the guitars, love her voice.
Not sure about the T-bone.
No, not sure about the T-bone. Listen, you got to play two songs back to back. Can I play another one? I want to play my favorite new jam of the moment, and this comes courtesy our intern, 9826, I think is his number. Thor Slaughter.
You actually picked something? Hey, do you know, Thor, that there were people, two of them, who stopped me at Newport and said, "Is Thor here?"
Oh,
isn't that awesome?
I feel so good inside.
I knew that.
I'm still here.
You just need a big hair. That's all.
I'm still here,
Robin. You need hair.
I still here, and I still
and
have
white
a song
pants.
To,
white pants
song
and
play.
An afro.
That's not happening. At least half of that isn't happening. Jackson Scott. Jackson Scott is the artist that Thor turned me on to. He's a young guy from North Carolina. He's just 20 years old, and he's just released his debut record called Melbourne. I listened to it just yesterday for the first time late in the afternoon, and I've already listened through the whole thing several times since then. I immediately loved it. I don't know what you would call this music. It's sort of psych poppy, lo-fi.
Yeah, very shoegazy a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of Deer Hunter, reminds me a little bit of Ty Siegel. He says, Jackson Scott says that he records everything on a four-track recorder and it has a nice hiss to the recording, so it sounds pretty lo-fi, but then he throws it into GarageBand where he plays around with it endlessly. He pitch shifts his vocals a lot and it sounds almost cartoonish at times. But there's something very strange and almost haunting and captivating about this. It's called Melbourne. Jackson Scott's the artist, and the song I want to play is called Evie. Jackson Scott, I love how woozy that is. Very ethereal, very, very strange record.
It's like a funhouse mirror at times almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it, because it does have this sort of playful quality to the music at times, but it's always a little creepy. And some of the themes, I'll just say some of the themes in the record get kind of dark and are a bit of a downer, but it's still a very captivating record, Jackson Scott.
I'm going to play a new music by Yuck, who we haven't heard from in a while.
Oh, yeah.
And Yuck have gone through some changes. There are two songwriters in that band, Max Bloom and Daniel Bloomberg. Daniel Bloomberg. And Daniel Bloomberg, guitarist, lead singer, left the band. And the band's continuing on. They've got a new song, and in the fall, there'll be a new album. I'm going to play Rebirth from Yuck. Alive and well, yeah?
Yeah, very, very alive and well. That actually, I thought, you know, I think that's Max Bloom singing. If you ran his voice through some sort of filter, with those guitars, at least through the first half until the end there, reminded me a lot of My Bloody Valentine.
Yeah, and the way the guitar had that kind of bend to it all the time. Yeah. And shifted.
Yeah. Yeah, very nice. Oh, I'm excited to hear this whole record.
In the fall sometime, that's all we know. New music by Yuck.
Which do you prefer from Yuck? Do you like the dreamier side of Yuck or more meditative side? Do you like them when they get noisy?
On record, yeah, and live the other. So, yeah, I'll take both.
Yeah. Well, if you like the dreamier side, I've got some great music for you. He's the artist that you probably know as Rodelius, German electronic music pioneer. He turned 79 years old this fall, and he has been releasing records for more than 40 years, and he hasn't slowed down at all.
I saw him at Altamar's parties. I think it was 2011 with the guy from Silver Apples. Learned of him through Brian Eno back in the 70s.
Yeah. Well, he does a lot of collaborations, and he's just put out this new record called Tiden with Stefan Schneider. He's a bassist, and the song I want to play is called Umstuden.
He's one that was the electronic music that I really, really liked. It wasn't gimmicky at all. He understood the organic nature of electronics, which, you know, most people don't or didn't.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's been real. It's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun.
Let's drift away and listen to Rodelius. See you, Mr. Hilton.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. See you, Thor.
Adios. Au revoir. Thank you.